Today, I want to talk about a couple signs you might have developmental trauma. So, what exactly is developmental trauma? Developmental trauma is anything that occurs in childhood that basically didn't have any resolution. So, in childhood, children are supposed to hit certain milestones in their development. If they are cared for properly, they will hit those milestones. However, when there's emotional abuse, physical abuse, neglect, the natural course of these stages doesn't occur as they should. Next, I want to talk about how can developmental trauma affect an adult? Signs that you might have had developmental trauma. The first one that I have down, and it doesn't have to be in this particular order, a person's inability to explain or express their needs. Number two would be the inability for someone to be stable or someone who struggles to remain regulated or in a neutral, normal type of manner. Like, life's not great, it's not horrible, but it's fine. It is normal for people to experience good things and for people to experience bad things. But the problem is, for individuals that particularly struggle to emotionally regulate themselves, it will feel almost as if they're constantly in this negative, lower emotional space. Or they can come here and then they'll drop again and come here and they'll drop again. And it won't really be as much like positive, neutral, and lower, neutral, up. It'll be more like it'll just be dropping down. Hopefully that made sense to you guys. Individuals who experience childhood trauma usually have a hard time experiencing life altogether. And what I mean by that is they have a tendency to have resistance to emotions. A healthy individual might go through life, and I'm going to use this example again, of being here, like in a stable, normal place where they feel okay with their life, like things are fine, you know, it's not amazing, but it's not horrible. So what will happen is that when something positive happens in this individual's life, this healthy, stable individual, it'll be like, yay, this is amazing, this is happy, this is cool, you know? And then, you know, we'll go back here. Okay, and then when something negative happens to this individual, who is also the same individual, healthy, functioning adult, and it'll bring them here, yes, that might be difficult, that might be hard for them, they might have to process things and get help and whatever it is, but they'll make it back here. And they don't really fear going here. And they don't really fear losing this, really. Because what happens is that they understand that life is all about experiences, experiencing the positive and experiencing the negative. And those things are just a natural part of life, that they don't really have much resistance to the ups and downs of life. Because they understand fundamentally that they can create whatever it is that they want to create here. What happens with an individual who has childhood trauma is that an individual might fear experiencing good things because every time something positive or good happened, something negative happened right after. So they might be scared of positive experiences, and they might actually feel safer or more comfortable experiencing lower or negative experiences here. Because even though this doesn't feel great to them, they feel safe and secure because this feels familiar to them and they know how to navigate these waters here versus, you know, a normal individual experiencing a positive thing. They don't really have resistance to going after that thing they want or doing that new thing they want to do. They might have, you know, some fear, they might have some natural inhibitions, but it's not like this natural tendency to see everything as anything that is connected with happiness as also negative. Another sign that have experienced childhood trauma is that you see yourself as less worthy and less special than other individuals. And what I want to say about this is that, yes, everyone is special in their own way, and everyone does have qualities that are great, and, you know, some people do actually have qualities that are perceived as better than others. The problem really lies with people seeing themselves as less than. Because when you see yourself as less than, now you are valuing yourself in a position that is lower than other people's, when they should actually be about the same level. And what causes this to be a problem is that an individual who isn't prioritizing themselves, which is going to probably most likely find people who also don't prioritize them. These individuals have a tendency to self-sabotage as well as self-sacrificing their own needs for the needs of others. Oftentimes that can be connected to some sort of psychological pattern in their childhood of feeling like sacrificing themselves might actually make them be the better person, or be a good person, or be seen as a good person. And since a lot of the times individuals that experience childhood neglect have low self-esteem, they kind of use this as a little bit of like a nugget to make themselves feel better about themselves, even if it's hurting themselves at the same time. Other signs that you might actually have experienced childhood neglect include not being able to be yourself around other individuals. Individuals might be constantly criticizing themselves, thinking that other individuals are thinking about the way they look or what they did or whether they're a good person or not, or etc., etc. It's just this constant bombarding of thoughts, that negative thoughts about yourself that you think other individuals are having of you. And most of the time, it's just all in your head. But because, like we mentioned earlier, these are patterns that were created in your childhood, most of the time these thoughts or these words were actually coming from your caregivers at some point, and then later on they became internalized, even if other people are not saying them to you directly. And then in some cases, people could be saying them to you directly. Just depends on the situation. This one kind of connects to the previous one, but this is just feeling like you are not allowed to be yourself. And it's almost as if like an individual has shame around their personality itself. And it's more like the idea of your personality or the idea of yourself just naturally means that you don't deserve these good things to happen to you, or that you don't deserve to be who you are. And there can be so many different reasons why this happens. I'll give you an example. Let's say that someone is scared to be themselves because they like dancing. In their childhood, they were taught that it's not okay to want attention. So anytime they feel like they're getting attention from people, they're going to instantly feel that feeling of shame that will take over their feelings. This is very important to understand here, because what we want to realize is that anytime an individual or a person has a reaction to something, you need to understand why you're having that reaction. That's the first step to figuring out how to solve it. So, I like to teach people that you can basically teach or condition anyone to feel or think that anything can be extremely horrible or very bad. And I'll give you an example. So, playing these like psychological games with your mind might help you to get a little bit unstuck out of these patterns. And even though the emotion of you know, the shame or whatever it is that you feel you can't allow yourself to be yourself might come up, that still needs to be processed through your emotions to release that as well. But this psychological processing also helps to assist you with that. So, this is what I like to tell people. You can condition someone to think that the color purple is the worst color in the world. Just the same way you can condition someone to not like something about themselves. And if you think that making someone feel like they're such a horrible person for liking the color purple, if that sounds ridiculous to you, then you can also see how the same ideology is used to condition you or other individuals to feel ashamed about yourself. If there isn't anything wrong with purple and people are just making you think there's something wrong with it, then why should you feel a certain way about wanting a certain thing? Only because certain people don't want to give you attention does not mean that other people don't. We have actors, we have dancers, we have so many people that love attention and so many people that like giving that attention to these people. So there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, so this one we've also talked about as well, feelings of shame or guilt. This one might be a little bit more complicated because there are individuals who can pinpoint certain things that they're ashamed about or certain things that they feel guilty or bad about, and there are other individuals who just feel like themselves as a whole is guilty, bad, or wrong. It can be harder to work with individuals who identify themselves as being bad or wrong, because it's just so much to work with. However, it's still just an emotion and can be processed just like anything else as well. It just will take longer. This next point kind of ties into an individual's low self-esteem, which is another point as well. So when they see themselves in a poor lighting, when they don't value themselves or their needs, they tend to accept behavior from individuals that no one else would. That can be very tricky because it can become a self-fulfilling cycle of them believing they deserve to be treated that way, with them meeting people that treat them that way, which then reinforces that belief in them. So it can be a little bit difficult to break this as well. However, something that I would also suggest to people is that most of the time you wouldn't wish for someone to be treated poorly, regardless, of who they are. You most likely, if it was a general person you didn't know, you would be like, okay, well, I think that person deserves to be treated well, but I don't. And what I want people to understand is that there is no difference between you and that other person. If you would wish good things to happen to them, if you would wish someone to treat them well, then why should you wish anything less than for yourself? It's almost like using your own self-hate to justify staying in self-hate and being around people who treat you poorly. If some of you guys are interested in some more one-on-one help, I will have a link in the description box below. It's an emotional processing session. You can just add it to your cart, and here's a description of what I offer. I also have reviews down here if you would like to take the time to read them. I hope that you guys learned a couple of signs of possible childhood trauma that you might have gone through. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.